Track 3 and the first of our headline stories is Man Charged After Town Centre Assault. And you may have heard the part of this story on Spotlight. A Newton Abbott man has been charged after a serious assault in the town last weekend. Paul Tovey, aged 57, of Pomeroy Road, Newton Abbott, has been charged with two counts of wounding with intent and possession of an offensive weapon in a public place in the early hours of Sunday, February the 23rd. The charges relate to an incident which occurred near the White Hart public house in East Street around 12:50 a.m. on Sunday, February the 23rd. A woman in her 40s and a man in his 50s sustained injuries and were taken to Torbay Hospital. None of the injuries were life-threatening. Tovey appeared before Plymouth Magistrates Court on Monday, February the 24th and was remanded in custody. He will next appear at Plymouth Crown Court on March the 27th. Detective Inspector Nicky Baker said, "We would like to reassure the public that this was an isolated incident."
Memorial is dedicated to Navy air crewmen. Family and friends gathered for a service at Royal Naval Air Station Culdrose to remember a former Royal Navy air crewman from Tynmouth. Warrant Officer Andy Bury died suddenly last year at the age of 59. He'd only retired from the service in 2019. With the Royal Navy ensign flying at half-mast, his wife and daughter unveiled a memorial stone at the air station and presented a trophy in his memory. It will be awarded each year by Naval Flying Standards Flight to the air crewman in Merlin Helicopter Force, who has achieved excellence in anti-submarine warfare and upholding the Navy's core values. It was an emotional day for Mr. Bury's wife, Charlotte, who travelled to Cornwall from Tynmouth. She said it was good his memory will be remembered with the trophy, especially as he did so much to inspire and mentor others. The event was organised by Phil Thompson, himself a former warrant officer air crewman who served with Mr. Bury and who now works for Ascent Flight Training, the company which has sponsored the trophy. Mr. Thompson said he was just a fantastic person. Andy and I were based at Culdrose together over varying periods of time during our careers, and we were great friends and maintained that friendship after we'd both left the service. You can see by the turnout how popular he was. I've been absolutely honoured to have been able to call him a true friend. Warrant Officer Air Crewman Dickon Griffith, currently serving with the Naval Flying Standards Flight, the same role once held by Mr. Bury, said, "Our branch will be forever indebted to him. His professionalism, dedication and focus is what stood him out and made him special. His leadership shaped the careers of countless crewmen, particularly those of us here at Culdrose." W.O. Griffith read out a letter at the ceremony, jointly signed by the head of Fleet Air Arm Rear Admiral Anthony Rimmington and Ascent Managing Director Tim James, which said, "Andy's remarkable career, spanning over 30 years of dedicated service, left an indelible mark on the Fleet Air Arm community. His unwavering commitment to excellence in anti-submarine warfare, his leadership as a squadron warrant officer, as a member of Naval Flying Standards Flight and as trials warrant officer at the Rotary Wing Test and Evaluation Squadron exemplified the very best of our service."
Prolific shoplifter jailed for second time. A prolific shoplifter from Dawlish has been sentenced to 24 weeks in prison, the second time he has been jailed in 2 years. Ross Norman, 32, of Carlton Terrace, was sentenced by magistrates at South and West Devon Magistrates Court. He had been charged with 14 counts of theft from shops in December and January, stealing more than £1,200 worth of alcohol and household goods. He was also charged for an assault on a police officer whilst being detained for suspected shoplifting offences. Norman had previously been jailed for 42 weeks in 2023 for 7 offences of shoplifting and 15 further offences. PC George Miller, neighbourhood beat manager for Dawlish Police Team, said that this demonstrated to the community that shoplifting reports are taken seriously. "I hope this sends a clear message to the public and local business owners that your reports are being heard. We are taking action as a result of the information you share with us. The more you tell us about the crime, the stronger our investigations will be and the more robust we can be in taking actions against offenders. We will continue to work closely with local businesses, gathering evidence and building strong investigations against prolific offenders.